just to kind of start out, we started our preparation for the Cardinals this morning. I had opportunity to meet with the team and the support staff and had a great meeting, just kind of outline me, what my vision is, what the expectations are, where we're going to go, and then kind of how we're going to go about things, laid out the schedule for the guys a little bit so that they had an idea of what's going to transpire. I think they're excited. I'm continuing to be excited, still excited after yesterday, and looking forward to this weekend. And we're obviously ready to get to work. As far as the Cardinals go, you know, that's a tremendous organization. Ken Whisenhunt's done a fantastic job in there. In the last few years with the playoff wins that they've had down there, their ability to go to the playoffs, their success that they've had getting down there in the red zone and those kind of things have been outstanding. And obviously they had a successful year last year losing to eventual Super Bowl champion, the Saints. But he's had a lot of success as an offensive coach from his time in Pittsburgh, and he's continued that down there with the Cardinals. Their offense is potent. They have two outstanding wide receivers in Fitzgerald and Breston, and we're already, you know, addressing those issues that we have and what we're going to do with them. They've got two talented running backs. I think Beanie Wells and Tim Hightower are really good football players and good running backs. In the offensive line, you know, anytime you have a guy like Alan Faneca anchoring that group of people, you know that there's going to be a high level of accountability in that group. So we're going to be ready for the challenge there. And then probably the biggest challenge we have is that we don't know who's going to be the quarterback. And that's probably as hard as anything, that who are we going to prepare for. But we know somebody's going to be in there taking the snap, and we'll be ready for them, whoever that is. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, Dockett and Porter. Joey Porter was at Miami when I was in Buffalo, so I'm familiar with him. And Darnell Dockett's a fantastic football player. He's done a great job in his sack totals in the last few years. Paris Lennon's playing great at linebacker, leading the team in tackles. And then in the back end, you know, they've got a lot of veteran experience with Kerry Rhodes and Adrian Wilson back there at the safety. So, and then in the kicking game, you know, Feely's been outstanding this year. Missed only one field goal, 54-yard attempt this year. And obviously, Howling Stevens is really tearing it up in the kickoff return. He's done a nice job with them getting field position for their offense and when they come on the field. So we got a great challenge this weekend, and I think our guys are up to it. I know they're up to it. We already started the preparation. They're fired up. The coaches are fired up. I'm excited. And really where we're focused today is we want to go out on the practice field, and we want to have a great day of preparation today. Do everything we can today. We'll look at the tape, evaluate it, make corrections, adjustments, whatever we need to do, and get ready for tomorrow and have another good day tomorrow. As far as injuries go for us, Brian Dawkins will be out, Demaryius Thomas will be out, and Spencer Larson will be out this week. And we're going to practice with Darcell McBath, and Andre Goodman will be back with us today. We're going to get them on the field and go a little bit and see how they are. And hopefully they'll be able to contribute for us. And then we added Lee Robinson, came up to the 53, linebacker Lee Robinson came up to the 53-man roster. And we added Daniel Coates, a tight end, to the 53-man squad. And then we signed Jeremiah Johnson, a running back from Oregon, will be on our practice squad running back. Daniel Coates is going to wear number 85, and Jeremiah Johnson is going to wear number 37 for you.
What was the vision you laid out to your players this morning, the expectations?
Well, the expectation is the same one that I had yesterday. You know, the two things, I'm going to demand and expect excellence from everybody in the group, and I'm going to expect effort. You know, we got to play hard. We got to work. We've got a lot of work to do. This is a tremendous opponent, and it's a good football team, and we want to do everything we can to prepare for them. But I told them that I want them to enjoy their teammates. Let's have a great practice. Let's be sharp. Let's get to work. Because we can't have success if we don't start with work. And they, I feel like they bought in. They, you know, they had a great walkthrough right now, and we're ready to go to work.
You said you were going to talk to your captains. Did you? And if so, what did you ask them?
Really what I did this morning, I met with the captains this morning, first thing this morning before the team meeting. And what I wanted to do was just kind of open those lines of communication. Some of those guys don't know me very well, you know, so it was a chance for me to sit and just talk with them other than a casual conversation, a hello. But what I wanted to do was kind of outline for them what the plan was as far as where I think we need to make some adjustments, some of the things we needed to do, bounce really ideas off of them. I want their feedback. This is a tremendous veteran group of captains here. And so I'm going to lean on them. I told them that, and I need them to lead. We need them to lead More so probably than they have up to this point in time, because we all need it. And it was a great meeting with them, and it was a good start, and we'll continue to do more talking with them and find out what's on their minds and the things. And I told them that it's an open line of communication.
Can you share some of their suggestions?
There wasn't a lot of suggestions this morning. You know, I think most of this morning was them kind of looking at me, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. You know, who is this guy that's sitting in front of me that I see in the lunchroom, and now all of a sudden he's a head football coach. And, you know, same thing that I did with the players. I was honest. I was up front with them. I told them what I thought as openly and honestly as I could. And then we're going to try and go out and do that on the practice field here this week as we get ready for the Cardinals. And we're going to try to do the same thing on Sunday when we line up against the Cardinals.
Was DJ in that meeting?
He was not. He was not.
How is DJ's health, his elbow look?
He's been getting treatment on it regularly. And there's, you know, Greek hasn't indicated anything to me that there's a problem to this point in time. So we're looking forward to him being out there and playing.
What exactly is wrong with Dawkins, and do you think he'll be back before the end of the year?
We don't know. We're taking it. He's doing a rehab on his leg right now, and that's what Greek and the training staff is handling. You know, we certainly love to have him on the field because of his leadership ability. And I know Brian Dawkins will be out there when Brian Dawkins can be out there with the intense competitor that he is. And right now, he's doing everything he can to get back on the field.
What exactly is the injury?
I don't know the exact specific of what he has.
If you did know, would you tell us?
Unbelievable. Eric, I mean, it's easy for you to carry on these last four games. You've got a unique opportunity here. What about the players in there? They know they're out. They're officially eliminated. Anything you told them of what they have to play for or what they should be playing for here the last 4 weeks?
We're professionals. We're professionals. This is what we do. And I told them in the team meeting this morning that my expectation is that we're going to prepare like professionals. We're going to be here. We're going to do everything we can. And we're going to put a product on the field that gives us a chance to win this football game. We're not cutting any corners. We're not letting up for any reason, regardless of what our situation is. We've got a great opportunity to play a football game this weekend. This is what we've been doing since we were kids. We love this. This is what we chose to do as a profession. And we've got a responsibility to put our best foot forward and prepare ourselves and go out and play this football game on Sunday.
Can you talk about, you said a couple times that you outlined the plan to the players. As much as you can say, what kind of plan do you envision over the next 4 weeks?
I mean, it's ever evolving. You know, everything that I'm doing right now is brand new. Every day is a new experience for me. And what I'm trying to share with them is that we do have a plan. I want them to know that things are organized, that they feel structure, that they know what's coming up. I don't want any surprises for them. I don't want to be uneasy. I want them to be able to come here. They know the routine already. They know what they need to do in the game preparation. They know that today is a base game plan. They know that tomorrow's third down. They know red zone and goal line is on Friday. And we're going to tighten everything up on Saturday, and then we're going to get on a plane and go to Arizona. So they understand the schedule part of it. What I want them to know is that I have confidence and that I have a plan in the structure and organization for them. That we're not just going to haphazardly do stuff. We're not just going to walk through the locker room and say, hey, let's maybe go out on the practice field in 15 minutes. It's organized, it's structured, and that they know what they can get from myself and the coaching staff, and then we're ready to go.
Mike kind of brought this up yesterday, but have you looked at anything the Vikings and Cowboys have done since relieving their themselves with their old head coach?
I have been completely consumed with everything in this building right here, to be honest with you. I have great respect for Leslie Frazier and Jason Garrett. Jason was a player when I was at New York, so I thank the world of Jason. But my entire focus has been on everything that's been transpiring in this building right here.
Eric, have you gotten much sleep?
I've gotten enough. I'm running on a lot of adrenaline right now. I'm excited. I'm happy. And I mean, it's a great experience for me. And I'm just trying to embrace every minute of it. And the biggest thing that I want to do is I want to make sure that the players are put in the best possible position to be successful.
Eric, where Mike McCoy's going to be?
He's going to be on the field. He's going to be down on the field. I don't want to change a whole lot of things. I don't think we need to. I think we've run efficiently in the games as far as the mechanics of how we do things, communication on the sidelines, and I don't see any need to change that.
Eric, I just wonder, when you walked up to the podium for the first time to address the team as a whole, what was their response?
I don't know. It was quiet. There were a lot of eyes on me, staring at me. But I think they listened. I think they were interested to see what I was going to say to them. And I hope they took to heart that the fact that I don't come with any pretenses. I told them exactly what I feel, exactly what I think, and outlined for them what I think we're going to do, and it was a great thing.
How about the staff? How'd they react?
They were in there too. Everybody was in there. I received a lot of the support I've gotten has been tremendous. I mean, there's not a person in this building that hasn't come and said, hey, good job, good luck, whatever you need, whatever we can do to help, let us know. Everyone has been fantastic from top to bottom, from Mr. Bolin all the way down. And it makes me feel good because it gives me a lot of confidence and as much confidence as I can have at this point in time and with all the things that are going on. But it's been great. The players have been great. The staff has been behind me. They jumped in and went straight to work this morning, exactly as, you know, we talked about. And we're trying to get ready for the Arizona Cardinals.
Eric, you see this all the time in sports. I'm sure you've been through it with your career. Many times when there's a firing or an embattled coach, the storm comes before the calm, if you will.
Sure.
And after a firing and when there's a new regime in place, there's kind of a collective exhale. People think, well, now we can focus on football instead of all this peripheral stuff. Have you sensed that from the team and the staffers around you?
I don't know. I know in my mind, I know what we have to do right now. And so I haven't really taken a look. I hope nobody's relaxing because I'm not relaxed.
Not
you know, yeah.
Now you can get back to
That was yesterday afternoon. We got done with everything here yesterday, and I could go put on some sweats and some tennis shoes and get back to coaching football because that's what I know. I want these guys to understand that the expectations we have are incredibly high. We're professionals. We have to go out there. We have a job to do. We're going to do that job to the best of our abilities. And when you get back to the football stuff, that's certainly the easiest part of what we do, at least what I do, and the most comfortable. But the team is, I want them to be focused. I don't want them to let up. I don't want that either. I don't want them to feel as though, you know, oh, man, this isn't important. The little details aren't, absolutely not. It's just the opposite. As a matter of fact, the attention to details is critical right now for us, maybe more so than any other point in time.
Jeremiah Johnson, your guy? I remember from college.
No, he's a back that we had. We had a practice squad spot, and we decided, talking to Brian and the player pro personnel people, that this was a young guy that we wanted to take a look at, so we decided to bring him in, and he's a talented young man, and give him a shot and see what it looks like.
One more for Eric.
Since it does look like Skelton sounds like is going to be the starter this week, how are you guys going about preparing for a guy who maybe he's taken like 8 snaps? And then on the reverse side, is it going to be harder, you think, for Arizona to prepare for you guys, knowing that the play caller is no longer going to be
I don't know what Arizona's perspective is to answer the second question. I think, you know, they're certainly going to try to figure out what we're going to do. As far as the quarterback situation in Arizona, we're going to do all our research as we can, find out exactly what we need to know, and be as prepared as we can, as much as you can. He's a quarterback in the NFL, so he's going to take snaps in this game, and we're going to consider him a talented player. And we got to get ready for that. Someone's going to take those snaps this weekend. And so we got to get ready, and I'm much more focused, and I know Wink is also, on what we have to do. And it's not just that quarterback. I mean, we got to stop the run game. We got to know what to do with those 2 wide receivers they got running around out there. And then we're going to have to, you know, play tough up front against that big offensive line that they have. So we've got numerous challenges within there, and we're just going to take one thing at a time and get ready.